Stevens is a butler. He has always been a butler, and his distinguished career at Darlington Hall defines him. Stevens is a protagonist in Kazuo Ishiguro's The Remains of the Day, a Nobel Prize-winning novel that was later adapted to the big screen, starring Anthony Hopkins and Emma Thompson. At the beginning of this story, we meet Stevens in the twilight of his career, setting off on a road trip to visit an old colleague. It is 1956, and the man he served with steadfast devotion for decades, Lord Darlington, has recently passed away. Stevens can't help but reminisce about the good old days, the time he spent serving a proper lord and gentleman, a man with a hand in the world's great affairs. And yet, as the story unfolds, we discover that Lord Darlington isn't whom Stevens would lead us to believe. Darlington didn't just have unsavory opinions from time to time. He had what some might call authoritarian tendencies. And at a decisive moment in history, he was a Nazi sympathizer. We, the readers, must reckon with a truth that Stevens refuses to see. Darlington was on the wrong side of history, and his actions had grave consequences for many. And Stevens was right there, the butler, turning a blind eye to it all. Surely not I. Surely I couldn't have been wrong about the man, he seems to ask, no one in particular. Whether he likes it or not, Stevens's loyalty veiled a multitude of sins. Surely not I, Lord. Surely not I. Today is Palm Sunday, and where Stevens put his trust in the wrong man, today the disciples abandoned the right one. They abandoned their friend, their teacher, and Lord. What they have in common, though, is their complicity. Whatever their reasons, whatever the circumstances or excuses they made, they aided and abetted. Judas may have been the betrayer, but all the disciples fled the scene when push came to shove. Every year, we return to this story. Every year, we return to Holy Week and the events that led to our Savior's gruesome death, crucifixion, and burial. Every year, we remember that we too could have been there, that we too could have been among the disciples fleeing into the dark of night. Surely not I, Lord. Surely not I. We tend to have a rosy view of our capacity for evil, partly because we have caricatures in our heads about what evil truly is. Mad scientists hell-bent on world destruction, cackling wizards with nefarious schemes, orchestrating events in their dark lair until that fateful moment when they strike. But evil also takes root when good people do nothing. In fact, one could argue that this is the case most of the time. Just take a good look around our world today, or take a good, hard look at the histories of violence throughout the world. You will find that there were always plenty of good, decent people around, going about their daily lives, making excuses meant to placate themselves as much as everyone else, turning a blind eye. We like a world of good guys and bad guys, of heroes, victims, and villains. It turns out that those categories are as clear as mud. And what we remember today, on this Palm Sunday in the year of our Lord 2023, is that we are no different than the disciples over 2,000 years ago. We too are prone to cowardice. Sometimes we too are complicit. We too turn a blind eye. whether through things we have done or through things we have left undone. We walk the road of Calvary with that knowledge, carrying the burden of our sheer complicated humanity with us. And every Easter morning, we remember that we have a God who loves us anyhow. Surely not I, Lord. Surely not I. The good news for you today, my friends, is yes, yes, even you. Despite the worst that you have done, despite the worst that you have left undone, God chooses you, always on your side, always on our side, even to the point of death. Friends, now is the appointed time. Now is the day of salvation. The question isn't what we will do to make up for our sin, but how we will act in light of the fact that we are so extravagantly loved. How we will treat one another and the whole human family in light of the fact that we are completely, totally, and utterly forgiven. God chooses the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. God chooses the weak things of this world to shame the strong. God takes our shame and makes it our cause for rejoicing. Let us give thanks for this God of extravagant, liberating love, and walk the road to Calvary, confident that death will not have the final word. Amen.